the great Kahan, Al Unai.
Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Praise Yahweh. It's always an honor to stand before the most beautiful people on the face of this earth. I'm always humbled to come before you all. Today I'm going to be continuing what we've been speaking about the firmament. You know, it's amazing how much information, how much knowledge pastors been bringing forth on these micro kingdoms, these microorganisms, and how important they are and the role they are going to be playing. And of course, the authority we are going to have to be able to get them to do certain things very, very soon now. First, I'd like us to turn to Hebrews 11, and we'll be Hebrews 11. We'll be looking at verse 1, the first three verses, in fact. But I'd like to read that from the 12th book of Israel, part 2, because of some comments the pastor made there. So, but you could read along from the book of Yahweh. Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, now the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Pastor commented and said, now that sets the stage to understand what he means in verse 3. Verse 2, for by it the men of old obtained a righteous report. By this knowledge, this light that Yahweh brought forth through the ones that he sent. Now verse 3, through this, the faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by this faith he gives us. You know, this book of Yahweh. We understand that the worlds were formed by the command of Yahweh, by the command, the word, the command of Yahweh, and the worlds were formed in one day. And he goes on to say, well, of course, science don't understand this because they don't understand yet how Yahweh can command the wind or the microorganisms to do certain things. And in the 70s, science knew about 2% of the microorganisms that live in the oceans. And they're very, very important to photosynthesis, you know, as the food chain, you know, for that's the beginning of the food chain. You know, they provide food for most of the life forms, the fish in the oceans and all the creatures there. Now, they knew 2% in the 70s. Today, knowledge has increased. They now know so much. Today they know 5%, only 5% of the life forms in the oceans, that's of the microorganisms. Now, of course, they wouldn't know all the 100, you know, that's reserved for Yahweh's people. And that explains why some of the things that are being brought forth in the house of Yahweh always come first from the witness. And then they take that and then they run with it and, you know, turn it into money. But anyway, all the knowledge that we've been able to acquire about the firmament in these last days, of course, will all come in handy. And of course, Yahweh has promised us, like we pointed out before, like Pastor has shown us from Genesis 1:26, the authority over these things with which the earth creeps. And I'm going to be sharing a few things very quickly with respect to this. For example, the world, you know, like the Institute of Higher Learning, you know, if they knew this knowledge, they won't be fighting over the oil, for example. You know, Pastor shows us that this oil is constantly being replenished, but they don't know that. They treat it like it's going to finish tomorrow, and then they have to fight to control countries and control nations. But it's these microorganisms that are continually doing the replenishing. And now they are talking about biofuels. You know, biofuels are fuels made from biological sources, from renewable sources. They're talking about even using microbes now to try. They're experimenting with these things, trying to use microbes to produce these fuels. You know, microbes can produce almost anything, from plastic to petroleum products to almost anything. You know, and of course, Pastor's been bringing that out for some time now, but they are looking at the possibility, and they know it's possible. They just don't know how to get there. They know these things are really possible. In fact, they're trying to use a bacteria called E. coli to try to produce these things. And but that goes to prove one thing at least, that these microbes make these things. These things are continually being replenished, and they're renewable, as Pastor has shown. So there's really no need to fight and quarrel over the oil. Now, at least they're realizing that now. These microbes are like mini recycling plants. You know, they're able to take little, you know, bitty, let's take photosynthesis, for example. Most of the organisms that carry out photosynthesis are these microbes, in fact. And the plants that are able to carry out photosynthesis, they have chloroplasts and plastids in them. These chloroplasts and plastids have their own DNA, which suggests that they are actually microbes on their own. They are in the plants, in the leaves of those plants. And they also, there are one-celled microorganisms in the oceans that also have these same chloroplasts in them. They have chlorophyll in them. They are able to trap energy from the sun. So you think about that. Something just absorbing light energy, and then it's combining that with carbon dioxide and with water. And then the plant is able to manufacture food, something entirely new. Then it's able to store the food for our use, for example. It's able to store, for potatoes, for example, it's able to store the food in the roots. We just go dig them up and make French fries out of them. We have those that store the food in the leaves. Store, like beans, they store the food in the in the seeds, and so on and so forth. They're able to create almost out of nothing something. There's a point I'm trying to make here. These microbes have this ability. Yahweh has made them that way, to be that way. So you can imagine if we are able to get them to do certain things. It'll be amazing. It's really amazing. To even think about it, it's mind-blowing, really. Science has been trying to harness, you know, all of these things. They've been attempting to do so, but they've not been able to do so. I want us to look at this situation, too. You know, these microbes pick up these little bitty things, and they're able to produce new things entirely. Can we imagine these microbes picking up, you know, molecules and so on, putting them together and making all, assembling all the materials and all the cells and all the things that are necessary to form, regenerate, let me put it, to resurrect the dead. Can we begin to imagine the possibilities? These are the things that are coming to pass, and what we can look forward to. The authority for those, of course, who turn their foot from breaking Yahweh's Sabbath, just like the house of Yahweh in these last days is keeping the Sabbath exactly as Yeshua did, the only place on earth where we keep the Sabbath according to the way Yahweh wants it to be kept, where the Last Day's Witness is teaching us, and we are humbling ourselves, tethering ourselves to that chosen branch, sitting at his feet and learning these things, and of course, the reward is coming. So these microbes, in doing their jobs, Pastor says that they rejoice at it, and they really do rejoice. They're even able to communicate with one another. They're able to determine if they have enough people to put on the job. They're able to determine if they should wait a little while. Science calls that quorum sensing. They're able to determine the population density of the microbes in a particular medium in getting the job done. Science knows a little bit about, you know, how they do it, but they don't know everything, of course. Science calls this, they use chemicals to send these signals. And these molecules they use in sending these signals, they call them auto-inducers. So they're able to determine how many. In fact, when they cause infections too, it's, you know, a similar process. They need a certain number of them to be able to establish an infection, for those who, you know, do things that they're not supposed to do, put things in their bodies they're not supposed to put in there. If they're not up to the number yet, they lie there and wait. And they continue to multiply until they sense that they have enough number. And then they go in and invade the person's entire system. And then that person is becomes sick and becomes abominable and is able to spread the disease to other people. So this is exactly how this thing. So there's a lot about this. You know, a lot of information the pastor has brought already. And then it's going to take a long time to continue to look into it and to discuss it and to, you know, to continue to share these things. You know, but it's great if we can imagine some of the possibilities and the things that are coming, the pastor is showing us. And I want us to look quickly at Revelation 16. Revelation 16, that's on page 981. And that we'll be looking at verse 17, where it reads, "And the seventh Moloch poured out his bowl into the air. And there came a great voice out of the house of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And the air here refers to the firmament, of course. And this is the period the seventh Moloch is bringing forth this message, this great secret of Yahweh, this information that he's explaining to us about how the firmament works and how all these things are coming together. And it, you know, blows my mind also, because I was working with the boys, with the children of the house of Yahweh. They are awesome. The children in the house of Yahweh are awesome children. The way they soak up this information, and when you ask questions, they reel it out like they've been doing this thing for 20 years. And, you know, so fast and so, you know, very diligent also in doing these things. And they are also able to teach these things now. I was amazed at first at the amount of information that they had before I came into that class. They had, yes, because they've been listening to sermons, and by the time you say one thing, they are telling you two or three other, you know, things that they know about the subject. So it's more like, it was like a discussion class. So it was really, really, it was entertaining, and it was informative. It was a learning experience for me too, because they would tell you this and this and this is what Pastor said. So the children are really doing great in this regard too. And it would be very great if we all, you know, just pick a lot of interest in some of these things. And, you know, I'm really interested. I really love this. I don't know. I don't know if you feel what I feel. But anyway, that'll be all for now. If you'll all please stand at this time, I'd like to turn it over to the great Deacon David.
Much love, saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I tell you, we could have gone on listening to that for a while. That's a very, very interesting class. I was able to sit in on part of it. And as the great Kahan said, it was much more like a discussion group between the boys and him. And I think it's great that a microbiologist decided to come to the house of Yahweh to learn. That is awesome. Praise Yahweh. I'm sure there will be many more coming up very soon. So here they are, the microbes that we were talking about there. If you take a look real quick, some microbes, viruses, etc. If y'all saw that. Okay. And take a look at the banner for everyone here in the sanctuary. Take a look at the banner. For those of you that aren't, I'm trying to get this up here so you can see it. Okay, it says, learn what to teach, and then teach what you've learned. And there's our great pastor, Ursel Hawkins, praise Yahweh. And he's been teaching us this for a long time, and it's time to teach the people. If you could, I want you to just really think about it for a minute. There's so many books available. There's no shortage of books to learn from. So you can teach. I mean, there's absolutely no shortage. I couldn't even begin to bring all the books up here that we would need to bring to show you everything that's available from the house of Yahweh to learn how to teach the people, how to teach the people, and how they can teach the people. It's an awesome thing. And this is the tree of life. This house of Yahweh is the tree of life. This is where the knowledge comes from, the true knowledge. It's not the knowledge of death, it's the knowledge of life. There's another tree out there that is the knowledge of death. We're here to teach teachers to teach. Oh, here's another one right there. Y'all can see that. This is the, understand the new one that'll be coming out soon, the Peaceful Solution Workplace Program. But we're teaching teachers to teach. If you could turn to Deuteronomy 6:7 just real quick on page 152. Deuteronomy 6, verse 7 on page 152. It says, "You must teach them diligently to your children and talk about them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road and when you lie down and when you rise up." And please turn to Psalms 132:12. That's on page 489. 132:12. On page 489, it says, "If your sons will observe my covenant and my testimonies, which I teach them, then their sons will also sit upon your throne forever." So we teach our children, and we teach our children to teach. And along the way, our children don't have some of the things that we have to deal with. Yes, they do have some things to deal with still and being tried and tested, but they don't have all the things that some of us older folks have had to deal with. And so these children, what I've seen is that they're so able to learn. I mean, they really are like sponges in whatever you put before them. And so what I'd like you to do is please remember today, place it in your mind to be very, very careful of what you place before your children to learn. Be very, very careful what you allow them to learn. Be careful what you allow them to watch on videos. Don't let them play any video games. I don't know of a righteous video game out there. If the house of Yahweh wants to create some and it's a righteous thing, then great. But until that time comes, you can forget it. Please, please. It's so important, you know. I mean, they see things and it goes into their innocent mind. I'll tell you what, Samuel trained a school of the prophets and was trained in a school of the prophets. Ilya, he trained people in the school of the prophets, trained priests, trained righteous young men that grew up in that school of the prophets. Please turn to page 497 real quick, Proverbs 3. Please turn to page 497. Proverbs 3, verse 1. "My son, if you will accept my words and will treasure my laws within you, if you will incline your ears to wisdom and apply your mind to understanding." And remember, what brings understanding? The obedience. You know, obedience brings understanding. You're obedient, and then we start understanding why. So let's be obedient. "And if you will cry for knowledge, insight, and cry aloud for this understanding, if you seek after her, wisdom, as you would for silver, and search for her as you would for a hidden treasure." That's what we need to be doing. That's what we need to instill within our children to do, is to be seeking for this more than for any kind of treasure or anything else that the world has to offer. You know, this tree is growing, and it's growing very, very fast. It's going to grow really fast with these young teachers. Remember, Yahweh said there's going to be a short work that you wouldn't even believe it if you didn't see it with your own eyes on how short it's going to be. And it's coming to pass with these teachers. I mean, you can see it in them, just like the great Kahan just said. It was amazing the knowledge that they already had, the true knowledge that came from the witness, and then some more knowledge given, and he received knowledge also. And this is the way it's gonna be. It's going to be some sharing taking place. So let's remember to build up your children. Build them up every opportunity that you get. Build them up. Don't tear them down. You know, it's easy to go in and tell a child how horrible he's doing and call him names and so forth, but we don't need to do that. We need to build them up. Yes, they have to be corrected. Everyone needs to correct their children. If you don't, you'll have wild children on your hands. But how do we correct them? We correct them with the laws of Yahweh. Sometimes it takes just a little bit more, but with the laws of Yahweh, we can correct them and they can learn. And these words will be put into their heart so then they can remember how they were taught and also teach their children. If you build up this desire in the child, that's the way they're going to go. And I'm going to tell you, at the feast, I saw righteousness coming from these children. I saw pure righteousness. They were tested. Yes, they were tested and tried. some things that maybe some of us wouldn't have handled very well either. But they were tested and tried. And what I saw in the end, what I saw on the last day, I saw righteousness coming forth like gold. These future priests, they've been trained by the priests. And they are coming forth like gold. And Yahweh willing, in the next several weeks, you are going to see for yourself these future priests and the teachings coming forth like gold, because they're ready. They're ready to go out and teach the world. They're ready right now. Right now, they're
We've
ready.
We've got to have teachers. In fact, everybody here has got to be a teacher. Now, the only way you can do this is start studying. You know, don't be letting other things, praise Yahweh. I think you all should clap for
I think everyone ought to clap too.
Start studying. Study to show yourself approved for this job, and you can do it. We need every one of you in the house of Yahweh to be teachers forever. You got that? Forever. I'm really excited right now about our teachers. Of course, I want everyone in the house to be a teacher. That's what you're here for, to be teachers, bring forth fruit. But you got to stay connected to the branch. If you don't, your fruit will swivel and die. And we got to all stay connected with the vine, and we got to draw our water from the rock. I'm really excited right now about our teachers.
I'm really excited about them too, and so will you be if you keep your eyes and ears open, okay? So what I'd like to do at this time is introduce to you, if you'd all please stand. I'd like to introduce one of the teachers that's ready to start teaching this world right now, and please give a warm welcome to the great future priest, Deacon Tawakia.
Everyone, you may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, starting very quickly, if you have your 13th Book of Israel, Part 1, if you can turn over to page 295. And today I'm going to be talking about war and what it brings and what we need to do to come out from this world so we do not partake of her sins, as it says in Revelations. Now, look at verse 15. Page 295 of the 13th Part 1 Book of Israel. It says, in the about the middle of the verse, it says, the only thing that you could do right now is to repent and stop leading this world or your brothers or sisters into the same crapola that you're seeing in the news day after day. Is this what you want in your life? Death and destruction? Who here wants death and destruction in their life? No one. No. Then turn to righteousness and get your mind on righteousness and off this stupidity that goes with the telephone, the internet, and all the crapola that leads you sexual sins, sexual activities, forbidden sexual activity. So get your mind on righteousness, turn from this world, and turn to Yahweh in order to live. Now if you can turn to Yaakov chapter 4, it's on page 955. Chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, it says, what causes wars and fightings among you? Is it not from this? From your lust that battles in your members. You lust, but you do not have. You murder and covet, but cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. So the nations are fighting and warring against each other so they can obtain things unlawfully. The only way that you can attain something lawfully is by asking for it, as it says right there. Same with the peace of solution teaches the same thing. And also you have to ask with the right purposes. In verse 3 it says, you ask but do not receive because you ask with the wrong purposes. If you're asking for something that will bring death to someone, then you will not receive it. At least here in the house of Yahweh, you will not receive it. Now, what would make someone want to fight and kill hundreds millions of people? Because they estimate that between the years of 1955 and 2002, 5.4 million people have died because of war. And almost 200,000 people died in the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And World War II killed 60 to 85 million people. So these are in the millions. In the Civil War back in the 1800s, killed 625,000 people. So what would cause them to want to do these things to other people, other living human beings? Well, it's malice. It's a desire to cause pain to someone. And they've never been taught a different way. And they are now from here at the house of Yahweh. You can turn over to Romans chapter 1, verse 29. So on page 874, it says, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual impurity, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, and malice. They are gossip. So notice that. Malice. They're filled with this malice. And malice means a desire to cause pain, injury, or distress. If you don't think that whenever a person sees one of their family members being killed, if you don't think that causes pain, then you must be out of your mind, because that causes pain to other people to see them killed from war, okay? For any time. So this is that's malice. Look at verse 30. It says, backbiters, slanderers, haters of Yahweh, despiteful, arrogant, and boastful. They are inventors of evil things. Now remember that, inventors of evil things, and turn over to Proverbs chapter 24. So on page 511, in verse 2, it says, for their minds only study destructions, and their lips only speak of causing trouble. Study destruction. I'm speaking of the nuclear bombs. They only study destruction. Only their own way that will bring death, as we see right now in these last days. Now, really quickly turn back to Romans chapter, and over to chapter 8. This is something that we all have to overcome. Look at verse 7 on page 879. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. That's why we have to get that way out of us. We have to become like Yahweh, strive to become perfect so that we can become like Yahweh. Okay, so look at verse 7 up. Because the carnal mind is enmity against, bitterly opposed to Yahweh, for it is not subject to the law, nor indeed can be. So that way of the world, it cannot be subject to the law, because it's just not possible. Now, turn back over to Jacob, chapter 4, verse 7 through 10 on page 955 again. This is submitting to Yahweh. Therefore, submit yourselves to Yahweh, resist the devil, and she will flee from you. So resist her way, resist that way that brings death, misery. Remember, as I read from the book of Israel, do you want that way? Do you want that way? No, we don't want that way, so resist the devil, and she will flee from you. Resist that way that brings death. Look at verse 8. Draw near to Yahweh, and he will draw near to you. How do we draw near to Yahweh? Being obedient, coming to his house on the Sabbaths and feast days. Okay, so that's how we draw near to Yahweh. And then in return, we receive the protection from Yahweh. So we have to draw near to Yahweh at his house. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to grief. So humble ourselves in the sight of Yahweh. Look at verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he will lift you up. So we have to humble ourselves here at the house of Yahweh, being taught by the priest in the one sent, and then Yahweh will lift us up. Now turn over to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. This is on page 506. It says, the reverence of Yahweh is instruction in wisdom and humility. And humility comes before honor. So humble ourselves, become like Yahweh, like Yisrael Hawkins. We have an example before us day to day. We have this example set before us. We just have to do it. Do this, follow this example that we are being trained in by the one sent. So remember, come out of this world by drawing near to Yahweh at his house through listening to the one sent and his seed, which is the priest, so that we can become like him and receive the shadow of protection like Yahweh. And if you all please stand, I have the great privilege to present to you the great Khan Zephaniah.
Hello, everyone. Please be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We're going to start off the news this morning with, it's a news story, but it's really just a commercial for the Pope. And, it really is, but they've got the story about the people that died in that sinking of the boat from Africa, but they wrap it with a story about the Pope. And what they're implying here is that these kinds of things wouldn't occur if we were just all more like the Pope. But they talk about how making deep reforms to the church, and it's sort of a revolution, but really what you're looking at is a repackaging, and it's a heavily engineered repackaging of the Catholic Church that is successful. And if you notice, he's still driving his Pope mobile, which they pretend he's not. And then we have a story about vanilla ice cream, an ingredient in vanilla ice cream. This was on RT the other day, but I couldn't find the exact video, but I had to go to my backup for the news, which is David Letterman, and he covers this same story pretty accurately also. And then we have ABC News, the second in charge of the nuclear command for the United States was arrested for using counterfeit gambling chips. I don't know if he was arrested, but he was suspended. And they suspended him from his job because of that, but that'll be swept under the carpet. And it's Martha Raddick. And just watch her technique, because this woman specializes in sounding alarmed. That's really her job. When they need someone to sound alarmed, you just listen to the tone she uses. I mean, we might be able to use some of this stuff on our own material, but they pull her in when they want someone to make something bigger than it really is. And then they had the CBS News, which is Turmoil in Washington. And this is one of the most heavily engineered news stories I've ever seen. But it talks about that woman who was supposedly trying to run into a barrier, but she never did hit the barrier. But they say she was afraid of being electronically monitored by the government, which, of course, that's what they're telling us they're doing. And then it shows a wrecked police vehicle, as if she hit the wrecked police vehicle. She didn't. The police vehicle hit a barrier that they popped up right in front of it. You've seen them if you've gone to Washington. Well, they popped up the barrier, and this police vehicle ran into it. So it's almost like the Keystone Cops out there. But this is, they killed her. They shot her dead. She was unarmed. She did not fire any shots. And this is the hallmark of martial law. They kill you and then they ask questions later. And it also shows the unity of the Catholic Church, the pharmaceuticals, and the media, because they're all trying to make it look like this woman did something and she didn't. She was confused. She ran. But you don't normally shoot someone dead just for doing that. And then we have a multiple stabbing in Abilene, which shows that even these local communities, which were relatively quiet just a decade or two ago, are experiencing a tremendous amount of violence. So let's play the video. Everyone, please stand. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Israel Hawkins! Hello, everyone! Wow, you're beautiful here today. And no wonder Yahweh loves you so much. I love you too. Wow. I love that. Praise Yahweh.
They love you, Father. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We're seeing the world go down. Babylon has fallen. That's great news for Yahweh's kingdom, which was planned from the beginning. And from the beginning, Yahweh offered his salvation, his way of life, his peace, joy, love, that his house is practicing here this day. And of course, it was rejected. And still being rejected by Pope Francis, the Santa Claus of the Catholic Church. And oh man, what a showpiece. This is what I was looking for. Pope to consecrate world to Mary's Immaculate Heart. Now, this is going to take place a week from this first day, on the 13th of October. A lot of things have taken place on that day. Very famous in history due to the Catholic Church and the Fatima prophecy, that they call it, where the supposedly, I believe this, that it was because some of the things that she said came true. So I believe that Satan did appear. This was not Mary, of course, the mother of Yahshua, who was a very righteous, saintly woman. But it was the Queen of Heaven that was appearing to them to get her ball to rolling, to try to destroy Yahweh's work, which is the earth, the heavens that govern the earth, that have to do with mankind being trained to be teachers of the universe and of course, the governments of the earth. The Pope Francis will consecrate the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary this October 13th as part of the Miriam Day celebration that will involve the status of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. Well, of course, you can see the Pope's leadership and everything, and his great G8 that he has chosen. Now this, of course, is the G8, the extension of the Vatican. If you almost have to catch up on the history of all of this to understand what's taking place, but the two popes, the two dead popes that he is about to deify, that's exactly what this is what it involves. He wants to make them gods that can and will be worshiped by the people. He's worshiping them right now, praying to them. It's kind of like the brothers in Israel, you know, who also follow this same teaching but pretend they're something else. But they follow the same, they wear the kippahs on their head, just like the Pope. They pray to Mary's tomb. The first time I was in Israel, I liked to flip because I saw this rabbi praying to Mary's tomb. And of course, but they worship the dead, hoping they will get a prayer answered. They go to the rock wall, and somebody asked one of them one day, he said, "You know, you come here every day, right?" And he said, "Oh, yes." And he said, "Well, what's it like coming here all the time and not getting your prayers answered?" He says, "You know, summertime I just think I'm just talking to a rock wall." And of course, they put their notes in the rock wall, and they remain there to the first rain, I guess. Pope Francis signals. Well, you got to remember now that Yahweh, these people were brilliant at one time. They had Yahweh's knowledge, a great deal of it. But of course they rejected it, and they didn't want to live by Yahweh's laws. So the biggest majority started turning against that way. The elders were leading them. You saw what occurred with Samuel when the elders turned against him, and of course Eliyahu. When Eliyahu said, "You know, there's five. Baal has thousands of cardinals." You only have one worshiper here. That's me. And they're all against me, he said. Well, that's the way it is today, of course. But, when a person like myself says, "We're going to win," you know, People don't believe that, but we have Yahweh's prophecies, and Yahweh is the one that has the plan, and everything thus far, all of his prophecies leading up to this time period, including the increase in knowledge, the nuclear bombs, all of those things are according to prophecy. Not one of his prophecies have failed. So why should we not believe when he says, you're going to succeed and Babylon is going to fall? But they're trusting in their Lady Fatima. The official website of the Shrine of Our Lady Fatima in Fatima, Portugal, has announced that Pope Francis will consecrate the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on Sunday, October the 13th, 2013. Very exciting times, brethren, which has been dedicated to Miriam Day of the Year of Faith. October the 13th is significant because it was on that day in 1917 that Our Lady's promised miracle of the sun took place, witnessed by over 70,000 people. Pope Francis has dedicated this pontificate to Our Lady of Fatima. Be looking for that, but also be looking for what follows in prophecy with prayer and fasting. Now, of course, as I said, he's the Santa Claus of the Catholic Church. He's sent forth to win the people. The G8 was created for that purpose. I'll have a mount for you, Yahweh willing, next Sabbath that shows where each one of these G8 that he chose is from. And of course, each nation, they pretty well cover the world. You can tell, in America, they pretty well control America. Somebody says it's hard to find a non-Catholic school anymore because the Catholics, the schools that they own, that's obvious. The ones they don't own, but they run, that's obvious too. When they think about it, when the Pope says, this is going to be a holiday from now on, do you hear any politicians griping about it or objecting to it? He pretty much says what goes on in the United States. And of course, the only thing that Yahweh doesn't give him control over is the house of Yahweh. Yes. So Yahweh sets the limits, and you can trust in that Yahweh is guiding this thing. He's going to bring it through totally. His plan is in Genesis 1. And Genesis 1 verse 26, and I want everyone to pay attention to me now. You are an eternal part of this plan right here. And Yahweh shows this in many, many prophecies. His plan is shown in Yochanan 1:1, and where Yochanan actually says that nothing is allowed outside of this plan. And of course, he shows us his plan in prophecy. He shows what is allowed, what is allowable for Satan, and she can't get by those bounds. She can do her thing. He's given her plenty of rope to hang herself. She's allowed to do her thing in deceiving mankind and in trying to destroy the earth, as Isaiah 14 shows that she will just about do it too. The earth is going to be devastated, and we're going to see a bunch of believers after that. It's going to be pretty hard to deny what we're going to see here with this nuclear bombs. And the nuclear bombs, as the great deacon Tovia Hawkins brought out, that they only came to pass after Yahweh said that he would increase knowledge. And after that time, well, with that knowledge increase, which was in this generation, and Yahshua said, this generation, get all this in your mind, that this generation's not going to pass away until all of these things are fulfilled. This generation, we're in it. I'm part of it. You're part of it. You're an eternal part of it. Well, in spite of the 6,000 years of Satan, Satan's deception and man's schemes to be gods like the serpent, Yahweh's plan will be fulfilled. His authority will be given to his saints. Saints. I would I could show you right now in just a nutshell what a saint is. But, of course, as Yahshua said in 10 words or less, there are those that keep his commandments, keep Yahweh's commandments, and have the testimony of Yahshua. Well, the testimony of Yahshua goes all the way back to Genesis 2, Genesis 49. But in Daniel 7, I want you to turn there first. Daniel 7, and let's look here at verse 26, the book of Yahweh first, Daniel verse 26, 7 and verse 26, he said, but the judgments will set, or are set, actually means are set, that's his plan, Yahweh's plan, found on page 679, I have a little tab my book of Yahweh. It's almost wore out, but I may can show you what I'm talking about. It makes it kind of handy, but I don't have Daniel tabbed, but you can see Hosea right there on that, and I just made my own tab, and of course the next book is Hosea, so if you stick your finger there in Hosea, you got Daniel. And it makes it fast, and some of the small books, you can find them really rapidly if you just put your tab there like that. You can write it yourself, write it on both sides, fold it around your paper and put a piece of Scotch tape on it. This one has lasted quite some time now. I started having to replace some because I couldn't read them, but they're wore out. But anyway, I'm still using the same book. It's a little bit fragile. But here in verse 26 now, he says, but the judgments are set. They're already set. It's Yahweh's plan, and nothing is taking place without he allows it. That's what it's talking about here. The judgments are set already. But the judgment is set, and they will take away his kingdom. Well, who's the his? Well, if you go back over to verse 11, it's talking about the little horn, of course. Behold then, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words. Now, I brought this out before. These are laws that the fourth beast passes in his leadership of the earth. You know, the leader of the kings of the earth. That's what Yahshua shows us in Revelations. Come and I'll show you the great whore. Who is the leader of the kings of the earth that sits on seven hills. There's no other city that I know of that leads the kings of the earth that sits on seven hills. And of course, they're all named after gods, different gods, the wilderness of gods, God worshipers. But he said, I beheld because of the voice, that is the proclamation, like you visit the Senate and sit in their chambers for a little while and you see them passing all these laws, you know. Well, that's what this is talking about, a proclamation, a voice, a proclamation of the great, that means many, and words, that means laws. like in Psalms 94:20, evil by law, that's what they're bringing forth. Psalms 94:20, it's evil brought forth by law. Laws of the land, of course. Then they have their armies called police and armed forces called Navy and Marines and Army to back them up, like the Roman army that stands on their part. Whoever pays the army, that's who he fights for. Like was reading about Josephus last night, you know, he was owned by the Romans. and of course, the Roman army. So if you win the war, you can write history the way you want it. If you're the winner of the war, you can take the Bible away from people and rewrite it the way you want it. And that's what they did. All of these things were allowed by Yahweh. And still he said, in the last days, I will establish my house and it'll bring forth my laws and they will learn war no more. And that's what's taking place right now. The way to peace is now being taught from his house. Well, he says to get you back on the subject here, but the judgment's set and they will take away his government, his, the little horn that passes all of these laws to bring forth his evil. Laws to kill those who keep the Sabbath, laws to kill those who refuse to eat pork, all the things that has to do with holiness. This is what Mary is going to wipe out. Malachi Martin said the same thing. He was a high-ranking officer in the Catholic Church that exposed the church's plans unintentionally to do harm, but that's what he did to the Catholic Church. He exposed them. The laws which the horn spoke, I beheld until the beast, the fourth beast, was slain. No, he's never been slain. He's separated. He just separated and devoured the whole earth like Daniel said he would, like Yahweh said he would. Never been killed, never been wiped out. He's going to fall, of course, but till the beast was slain, and this takes place with a burning, Yahweh shows, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Well, back to verse 26 now. The judgment is set. This is what's going to take place with this fourth beast. It's already set. And Yahweh will not stop it, and he's the only one that could stop it. Satan is pushing this. He's got the world deceived. Let's go quickly to hold your place right there and go over to Isaiah 14 and get this scripture in your head, in your mind. Now, wake up now and pay attention to me. Isaiah 14 is found on page 538, and you really need to compare this with Daniel here, because he's showing Satan's schemes. Satan is the inspiration of Francis, Pope Francis. Right now, the Lady of Fatima was condemned in your Bible by the great prophet Jeremiah in chapters 45, where she shows that there's baking cakes to the Queen of Heaven. She is also condemned by Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 7, where the elders were worshiping the same, the gods and goddesses from Egypt. Well, here is Satan's plan now in Isaiah 14 to destroy. And she's the one that's going to bring about the burning flame, the nuclear holocaust that we're going to see in this generation. This generation that we're in right now. That's when we're going to see this nuclear holocaust. Yahshua gives you that in Matthew 24. But Isaiah 14, he shows you Satan's plans right here. Verse 12, how are you fallen? Well, what caused you to fall? What caused you to fall from the great position you had? You had life so pleasant, life so great, so joyous. Whatever brought you to this situation right here? Well, it shows her desire. She was given much power. The great serpent was given great power. She's a very smart being. She got rich. She actually got rich in her activities with mankind and with the gods of heaven. So we know all of this is going on. What's going on earth, going on there. Well, he says, how are you fallen? That don't mean she stumped her toe and fell. It means, how did your position change? What changed your character? What changed your position? character especially. She followed after this character that lust brought into her mind from heaven. That is the lofty attitude that you have, the exalted position that you had. O Hillel, Lucifer, Venus, child of the light. That's what she was at one time. Even was able to create and maintain flesh. How are you cut down to the ground? You who weaken the nations, did you get that? Who is it weakening the nations that's going to cause, as Daniel said, the destruction to your kingdom here? Weaken. It's her who is weakening the nations by deception, of course, and leading the popes into believing something other than the prophets. Yeshua said, you're a fool if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. He doesn't say anything about looking up into the sky and believing Fatima. I don't find that anywhere in the scriptures. He said, don't look up into the heavens and worship what you see there, but you're a fool if you don't believe all that the prophets have spoken. Put your trust in what the prophets have spoken, he says, and you will be given authority over the nations. Yes. Just believe. And the Christians, that's all the words they heard out of this whole Bible was believe. Yeah, they believe Fatima. They take her with a grain of salt too. For you have said in your heart, this is what caused her to fall. Get this. You see the lust there? Read it. Read it for yourself. Verse 13. This is what caused you to fall, Satan, Lucifer, serpent, that old serpent called the devil and Satan who deceives the whole world. That's Revelations 12:9. Well, he says, what caused this? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend above the heavens. Did you know that this, even the commentators talk about the popes putting themselves above, just like you see Satan right here. They talk about their hopes and plans and everything, put them themselves above everything, even that is called God. They're the top gods now. I will ascend above the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of Yahweh. I will sit, that is judge, that word means judge. I will judge in the highest place. That's what they're doing, the seven hills of Rome, the city that sits on seven hills. That word sits. Is judge, who judges the world. And they got cardinals in every place in the world. And that G8, I didn't bring it with me to show you, but it's scattered throughout the whole world. They picked them well. On the holy mountain of the congregation. Well, in the last days, I will establish my house, the mountain of the house of Yahweh. If you'll just look, it's talking about the same thing. The mountain of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights. Now she's trying this right now, and Revelation shows how she actually tries to make war against you. That's you training here for the position that Yahweh prophesied you will have very, very soon. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you are brought down to Sheol, the grave, to the sides of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you. They will talk about you, saying, is this the one, the adversary, who shook the earth? Shook the earth, Isaiah said, it's going to reel to and fro like a drunkard. This is verse 16. Are you the one? Are you the one who shook the earth? Wow. And here you lay dead, who shook the earth and made kingdoms tremble? Is this the one who made the world like A wilderness, that's what it's coming to. This is what Daniel is talking about that we just read. Are you the one who made the world like a wilderness, who overthrew the cities in it, and who would not let the captives go free? Look down to verse 20. You will not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slaughtered your people. The seed of the evildoers will never be mentioned again. Prepare slaughter for her children, because this is the slaughter Daniel is talking about. Prepare slaughter for her children because of the iniquities of the fathers. And that slaughter, of course, Isaiah mentions in Isaiah 24. And Yahweh shows in verse 24, Yahweh of hosts has vowed, saying, just as surely as I have proclaimed or planned. In the beginning was the plan. Well, now as we see it taking shape. We see the nuclear bomb is here. We see the planes and the missiles that carry them are here. Verse 26, this is the purpose or plan that is purposed upon the whole earth. Why? To teach mankind what sin brings. To teach his children here to hate sin. Do you know it's a sin to disrespect the hairy head, the white head, the hoary head, as it's called in the King James Version? To show disrespect to an elder, an elderly person, just an elderly person. You know that? That's sin. This is the way it starts. Oh, yes, I'm so high and mighty, I'm looking down on this gray-haired person. Well, you're looking down on Yahweh, and you're taking the same thing, the same character in your mind that Satan took into hers right there in verse 13. Now, get that. Don't show disrespect to anyone, not in word or in deed. That sermon that the great deacon Tovia brought out, you know, you need to listen to that again. You need to listen to it closely and try to absorb it and make it a part of your life. You steal. You think about stealing, right? Stealing, that's to take something off of my desk and carry it with you and use it for yourself. Well, that's not the only way you can steal. You can steal a person's integrity by saying certain stupid words, that let certain stupid words come out of your mouth, like Satan did with Yahweh. She stole Yahweh's integrity. Yahweh don't lie. But she said, no, Yahweh is lying. Yahweh lied to you here. Of course, that's taken away something that she never replaced. And she won't replace it. That's a sin that she's carrying with her to the grave. Don't let it occur to you. Repent of it. Don't ever let it proceed from your mouth again. Make up your mind, I will never do this again. Well, this is the purpose, the plan, to show you what sin brings. Yes, it's destruction. The earth is going to be almost totally destroyed because of sin. But they chose sin, so Yahweh says, okay, you go ahead and take sin, and I'm going to show you what it's going to bring you. That's the reason we're in this mess right now. And got a pope out here kissing babies, but in his great plans of the Vatican, he's planning on what Malachi Martin said, to destroy all of those who will not join this Queen of Heaven and worship her. And this is who he's talking about right here. She's the one that they're worshiping that's going to bring the nations down. Now that's shown in Isaiah, it's shown in Revelations, it's shown by Daniel. Go back to Daniel here now. 7 verse 26. Everybody read this. Daniel 7 verse 26. And keep in mind what you just read in Isaiah. But the judgment is set. It's already set, as he said there in Isaiah. It's already planned. It's coming to pass. This is how Yahweh is going to teach the world a lesson that they will never, ever forget again. And then take away verse 26, but the judgment will set or is set, and they will take away, the armies that she has created within her kingdom, and the plans to destroy those who won't accept Mary. Well, they're going to fight back, and they have means to do so. But the judgment will set, and they will take away his government. It's actually going to collapse due to their efforts, the Catholic Church's efforts, who turned against Yahweh's laws. It's going to collapse upon them. They're going to destroy their own governments. To consume and destroy it completely. Now, that verse 26, the King James Version, the only difference here, but I do want you to know the difference because it can be translated either way. There at the last, it says, the governments to consume and to destroy it completely. The King James Version says, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Unto the end. Well, if you think about it either way, but unto the end. The end that he's talking about here is what Yeshua talked about, this last generation, when you see the end of man's governments of the people and by the people. We have a government that we proudly proclaim is government of and by the people. Of course, every other nation does too. It's of and by the people. But it won't be that way ever again. And you will see to it that it's not, because you can see to it what it brought here. Where people get to lusting and they say, well, let's pull together here and we can pull this thing off. The Vatican did that. And of course, then they created the Second Vatican. And of course, the Second Vatican is what Pope Francis is pushing for now. It was brought into or created by the dead popes that he's going to deify and start worshiping. And of course, Yahweh says, I'll send them strong delusions, or let them be sent strong delusions from Satan, so they can believe the lies that they want to believe. And they're going to see miracles coming out of their ears and noses and everywhere. Miracles. They're not true miracles. They're just delusions. But verse 27 now in the King James Version, it says, let me go back up, to consume. This word consume. Now, keep this in mind. You can mark your place or you can come hold your finger in it. But Isaiah, go back to Isaiah 66 and remember that word consume there that you saw in Daniel. The word consume. They'll be consumed to the end. One King James Version says to the end, as Daniel 7, verse 26. Book of Yahweh says consumed or destroy it completely. But there's a time limit of this destruction, because there won't be destruction forever. They'll learn war no more. That's our job, and we'll keep it that way, and we'll protect it and keep the people in a peaceful situation of serving one another. You can't get angry with that. They'll be friends. You know, if you got a wife, it's also a friend. You got a real wife. if you got a brother that's a friend, you know, that's a true friend, or your dad, you got a father that's a friend to you. I remember this. I remember the difference. And I was impressed I saw the difference in my dad and I saw in those of the fathers of, the, of other children. And it was more or less, you know, the fathers of the other children is more or less, you know, get them out of my hair or get them raised and get them out of here. But with Dad, it was a totally different thing. And my brother saw how I was impressed with my dad. And I remember he wrote a letter when Dad died and said, I know this grieved you. He said, I know this grieved you greatly because you were close friends with Dad. And so it was something that was noticeable that my dad was also my friend. Well, we did things, you know, we did things together, and Dad was always, he was always teaching. He and his teachings were just sometimes just words, you know, this is not right, you know, and we'd be discussing certain things that took place in the community or with the preacher, and Dad would always argue against evil, always. And he taught me that, and just little words that he said, two rights don't make a, two wrongs don't make a right. But it's just mostly in short phrases like that. If you're sure you're right, you can't go wrong if you follow that. But make sure you're right. Anyway, this consume. If you go back over to Isaiah 66. Now this is speaking of the same thing, but it brings into focus here a religion that does certain things. It shows you the character, the activities here in this one with the word consume. You saw the word consume now. They're in consume together. The government, take away his government to consume and to destroy it completely, or King James Version, consume unto the end. Consume it unto the end. Well, the end is when mankind's governments will come to an end. Governments of and by the people. That's when you take over. Are you paying attention? Watch now. That's when you take over the governments, as we'll see here in just a moment. But get the word consume, because that ties you in then with a person, a religion that's bringing this about. When you go back to Isaiah 66 and verse 17, they who sanctify themselves, are you reading with me? They who sanctify themselves and purify themselves. If you remember, Moshe said in Exodus 20 and chapter 32, Exodus 32, he said, keep the Sabbath holy because this is what sanctifies you. It sets you apart as belonging to Yahweh. 1 John 3 says those who keep the commandments, you know, they belong to Yahweh. And that distinguishes them as belonging to Yahweh. So he's talking about the same things, but these people, they don't let Yahweh sanctify them by keeping his holy Sabbath. They sanctify themselves in doing their rituals that they picked up from Egypt, which makes big money. Now, Yahweh showed this in Revelations, because when this thing crumbles, their wealth and the means of gathering wealth from Christmas, Halloween, Easter is gone. And there's nobody that will buy this merchandise from the Santa Claus who delivers. Well, he is a Santa Claus, of course, but he's the front runner, the Santa Claus of the Catholic Church, who's supposed to make the Catholic Church look good, now he's organized the Second Vatican to try to pull back into the Catholic Church, the original Vatican, those whom they have lost. And they're leaving like, you know, flies going to another carcass, you know. But he's trying to call them back now into the first carcass that's already dead and decaying already, but it's going to be gone forever. Well, here he said, they who sanctify themselves, Yahweh hasn't set them apart. Sanctify is setting apart for a use. Yahweh sets you apart for a holy use, and when you keep his Sabbath, it means you're agreeing with him. You're in unity with him to meet with him every Sabbath day as the Pope is meeting with the great eight of the nations to get their orders. We meet with Yahweh every Sabbath day to get our instructions. He, praise Yahweh. Well, same thing here, and it's going to go on throughout all eternity. So if you keep these Sabbath days, he said, that shows that I'm the one who sets you apart, and this is distinguishes you. This is a great distinction because if you got it, then you got protection. And this is the great thing about it right now, because you need that protection, and you need it to the very end. To the end, or to the consumption of this other government, as we just saw in Daniel. So sanctify themselves. They who sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, following after the priest in the midst of those who eat swine's flesh. Benedict, if you noticed his words this week, he said he loved lard. And they talked about the pork that he ate, Benedict. Well, of course, they brag about this. Billy Graham said he bragged about the same thing. And he's the one that brought forth, you know, that it didn't make any difference. Well, that shows how confused his mind was, you know, or he would know that there's things in pork that destroys the mind, certain portions of the mind. And now they know this scientifically. See, they can actually study these microorganisms that enter the mind and know what it actually does to the mind. And as one scientist actually wrote, he said, a person can work, but they just can't reason. Well, this is where they want their subjects. They want them in that position where they can't divide themselves and separate themselves from one another. But they'll be a part of this corporation, this kingdom, this tower that Nimrod built. He says, following after the priest who eats swine's flesh. That's the Catholic Church. That distinguishes them, what they're doing here. Yahweh's people don't eat swine's flesh. So this is one of the distinguishing characters that Yahweh gives you here. Who eats swine's flesh, that which is offered to gods, and the rodent. I don't know if we had this, I do believe, where the, what was it, the rodent? The rodent, he eats trees. Beaver. Little beaver. I should have thought. Anyway, they got him in the ice cream. Now, and they're saying this rump of the beaver, that it makes your ice cream, it gives it a certain flavor that you just can't resist. Well, that's what, if you remember, that's what Eve, that's her words. Remember her words? Oh, she saw this was very desirable. That's what they said when I caught them in Salms, eating what'd they call it, a kosher wiener. And I said, how do you know that this thing is kosher? Where do you get that? They won't even show you the ingredients. They won't show you where they get it, especially made. And they call it kosher? Who koshered this? How much money did they pay him to kosher this? And then you see the people on the news that actually sneak cameras in where these things are made. And he said, what goes into this? Well, I'll show you. And He said about 12 different kinds of animals. Now, it's not all beef and chicken. Well, now they got it in your ice cream that you buy from the stores. That is the vanilla. And when this was reported on we didn't get it here. We couldn't get it, but it's on RT, a Russian channel. The guy that was saying this, he says, I wonder what they got hidden from the color of this, what they got hidden in the chocolate. But now, the beaver is becoming very popular. They've also taken his poo-poo. Yes. And the doctors are taking this. They can't put it in capsules. They said it'll eat a capsule in just a second. It'll devour that capsule in a second. That's how strong it is. But they take these enzymes from the beaver's waste, and they are putting it, they have to go directly to the person instantly. But they're actually curing what they call irritable bowel syndrome. They don't cure it, but it will last for a few days or, a certain amount of days. Then they have to do it again. But it won't get rid of it totally. But now they're trying to figure out a way to freeze it so they can give it to you in a frozen something or another, some way or another, where they can give it to you that way because of the fact that it's so powerful it eats everything they put it in. So that beaver stomach can devour anything. Well, anyway, the rodent, that's part of it. And Revelations, if you tie this in with Revelations 9, where it says they won't repent, even after a third part of man is killed over a fourth part of the earth, in and around the great river Euphrates, they still will not repent of their sorcery. They use the word sorcery there, remember? Remember, you got that, boys? Woo! You got it? The word sorcery. That word sorcery actually means pharmaceuticals. This is bringing in big, big amounts of money. One of the highest paying things. Well, this is one of the things that's falling, gonna fall. Babylon has fallen, this confusion, it's coming down. Well, the world here is following this person, this church, this Catholic church that sits on seven hills that brings forth confusion. They will be consumed. Look at the last, next to the last line. They eat swine's flesh, that which is offered to gods, and the rodent. They eat these two things. Well, the world is following after them, and Mary wants everyone to follow after them. This is the Fatima, the Queen of Heaven, wants everyone to follow after them, but they will be consumed together, Yahweh says. Now, that's what Daniel said, they'll be consumed. If you turn back here to Isaiah 65, and look at verse 1, he says, it shows you who these people are now. Now, it takes you way back from Revelations, the Catholic Church that sits on seven hills. This was before they moved to the seven hills of Rome. This was the elders of Israel who had built up quite a gang, built themselves up towers, and of course the kings were fighting against themselves, fighting with each other, but at the same time they were huge armies being built. And of course that one of those armies took over the world. That was the Roman army, put together by four religions, and of course owned by one of the religions, so the others had to follow him, had to go along with him. So this kept down on some, if you can control them with your money or control them with the power you have, which the Herodians, they had both. They had the army belonged to them, they paid the soldiers, and they would wipe out, they got strong enough where they could wipe out colonies, any colony they wanted. The Pope is trying on that same scale now. He actually says that these people he has chosen, they're the ones with the money, the great eight. And Malachi Martin said, these people are the ones who can say to a nation, let it stand, or take it down. And their wish will be obeyed. And this is what the Pope has chosen. The writers say, the writer for Francis says, you can rest assured that Francis will have the last word. Well, not according to Malachi Martin, he doesn't. He's a showpiece that is bringing forth. And of course, when they meet together, he's going there to get their orders. The Great Eight is telling Francis, this is what we want. This is what you're going to do. So when he dedicates this world to Mary next Sunday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, when he dedicates this to Mary, well, I'll show you next week what occurred when they did this before. It's in history. This is not the first time. Mary is getting pretty old. But she's still demanding much worship. We didn't get as far here as I wanted to today, but Yahweh willing, we will take up next week. And if I don't have any unforeseen problems, then we'll take up right where we left off this week. It's really interesting what's taking place in the world right now. Everything that Yahweh said is falling into place. The nations are getting ready with the nuclear bombs that was invented after the increase in knowledge. They're getting ready to blow themselves up, consuming themselves in their own fire that they've created. Be consumed with fire. That's the nuclear fires, of course. Nuclear fires that consume a whole city at one time. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the service back to the next speaker. I love you!